Richard has been waiting patiently. Richard from Glen Burnie, good evening, and how can Cary Staton help you?
Okay, my daughter has had a staph infection in the past, and from what her mother's telling me now, it's in her blood.
Do you know how she originally got the staph infection, Richard?
Not exactly sure. I'd have to call her mother and ask her.
Well, okay. It sounds like it's a serious condition. How old is your daughter?
2.
It can be a very serious condition. Staph is a bacteria which ordinarily exists on our skin, and staph infection can come from a number of sources. Hopefully it's not from a breach in sterile technique, although that can occur. If she gets injections or had a needle and the skin, the surface of her skin was broken and the bacteria was there, that could do it. It can be transmitted through some other healthcare provider. Even a drip of sweat. When we were on break, Frank and I were talking about how infections get transmitted in hospitals, and by and large, it's by healthcare providers going from patient to patient to patient to patient,
yeah.
And it's as simple as not washing your hands between patient encounters. So I'm not surprised to hear that the staph is now in her blood, particularly if she was exposed to that kind of environment. Obviously, she needs antibiotics, particularly when she's just 2 years old, because that infection can have, you know, serious, serious consequences. I hope and pray that it doesn't for your daughter, but certainly if it does, we are available to review your medical records and really get to the bottom of it for you and the baby's mom.
You've been listening to 1-800-LAW-CALL. Please remember that proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship.